ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयमरूपगदामायं ददाति स्वावदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनाथं विदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णापादान् साहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांत गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। एवरीवन हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। नमाओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पदाय भूतले श्रीमति भक्ति विधान स्वामी के नाम ने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारणे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री श्री रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माता की जय। मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल श्री श्री गौर निताय पंच तत्व की जय। जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। डियर डिवोटीज ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम this morning Bhagavatam class here in beautiful Rukmani Dwarkadish temple, New Dwarkadham. Srila Prabhupada gave this name, New Dwarkadham. This place is very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. He spent so much of his time here. And we see the beauty of the deities, Srila Rukmani Dwarkadish. So beautiful, so attractive. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the Lord has appeared in the deity form here to protect us, to help us, to guide us, and ultimately, you know, to attain His lotus feet. Lord wants us actually. That's why He's saying in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Paritachye, give up all varieties of religion. Just surrender unto me, and I shall deliver you from the reaction of your sinful action. Do not worry. Lord wants this, but I don't want. I want something else. That's my problem. But by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, assembled Vaishnavas, all over the world Vaishnavas, with their help, I must try to overcome this problem and situate myself properly unto the lotus feet of Sri Rukmani Dwarkadish and head towards purity, make progress on this path of devotion, bhakti, And if Lord likes, be instrumental to help others. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narotamam Devim Sarsutim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiriyet Nashta Praeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shaloke Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtaki. Before citing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Shukadev Goswami Maharaj, a great Vaishnava devotee, unto Srila Parikshit Maharaj, a great listener, and unto Srila Prabhupada, giver of Bhagavatam to the whole world. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran, 6th Canto, Chapter 12, Text 5. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Tat gacha dhruva badramte Bhagavatam Adhokshayam Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena Sarva Bhutatma Vigraham Tadgaccha Dhruva Badramte Bhagavantam Adhokshaya Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena Sarva Bhutatma Vigraha Vigraham Tadgaccha Dhruva Badramte Bhagavatam Adhokshayam Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena Sarva Bhutatma Vigraham
Tadgaccha Dhruva Badramte Bhagavantam Adhokshayam Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena
Matajis. Tat, therefore, gacha, come, dhruva, dhruva, padram, good fortune, te, unto you, bhagavantam, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, adhokshajam, who is beyond the concepts of material senses, sarvabhuta, all living entities, atma bhavena, by thinking of them as one, sarva bhuta, in all living entities, atma, the super soul, vigraham, having form. Translation, please repeat. My dear Dhruva, come forward. May the Lord always grace you with good fortune. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond our sensory perception, is the super soul of all living entities. And thus all living entities are one, without distinction. Begin therefore to render service unto the transcendental form of the Lord, who is the ultimate shelter of all living entities. Purported by His Divine Grace, Abhay Sranarvind, Bhakti Vedant Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Chari of Great Iskon. Here the word Vigraham, having specific form, is very significant, for it indicates that the Absolute Truth is ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is explained in the Brahma Samhita, Satchit Ananda Vigraham. He has form, but His form is different from any kind of material form. The living entities are the marginal energy of the Supreme Form. As such, they are not different from the Supreme Form, but at the same time, they are not equal to the Supreme Form. Dhruva Maharaj is advised herewith to render service unto the Supreme Form. That will include service to other individual forms. For example, a tree has a form, and when water is poured on the root of the tree, the other forms, the leaves, twigs, flowers and fruits, are automatically watered. The Mayavad conception that because the Absolute Truth is everything, He must be formless, is rejected here. Rather, it is confirmed that the Absolute Truth has form, yet He is all-pervading, nothing is independent of Him.
Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vidhan Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvisheshunivadi Pashchadate Sadharane. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, it's very easy to become contaminated because this material world is a place of miseries and we are at conditioned state. Very easy to be get carried away by this Krishna's material energy. And actually more or less, in different degrees, we are carried away by this energy. And then we develop so many bad habits. bad thoughts, bad conceptions. So Lord is so merciful to remove our that bad thoughts or bad conception to help us. He descends himself and sends his representative. 500 years back, he came in the role of his own devotee to establish the Godhead form. God is not formless. And to say this God is formless is very, very sinful. Why it is sinful? Well, it's not that we believe the God is form and those who don't believe, they are sinful. And it's to believe like this that God is formless is sinful. Why? You know, we say, or everybody will accept this, even those who accept God has no form. If you ask him, if you ask them, is God all-powerful? They will say, yes. Then why he has no form? Then they have no answer. He has made us, so many people like us, so many different forms. He's such a great architect. But why he has to stay formless? Just imagine this thing. If he's all-powerful, he has a form. But his form is not like mine and yours. His form is described in Brahma Samhita. Prabhupada has mentioned here, Ishvaraha Parma Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadhirayadhir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. His form is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. My form, full not no knowledge, not eternal, not blissful. Prabhupada used to say, whenever this point comes, this question comes about God, that he has a form or he is formless, then immediately people think, so our form is like this, so God has no form. It is mentioned in this verse that Lord is beyond our sensory perception. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond our sensory perception. I cannot perceive the Lord with my blunt materialistic eyes, with my blunt materialistic senses. Even when Lord wanted to show his universal form to Arjuna, what he said? Dibya chakshu dadamiham. Arjuna, you won't be able to see my this form. You know how big was that Krishna's universal form? We cannot even imagine. So big. This, like earthly planet, this earth, so many earthly planets were revolving in that form of the Lord. You can just imagine. So, Lord gave the special eyes to Arjuna even, who is a pure devotee, who is Krishna's eternal associate, to see that form. So, we cannot actually perceive the Lord with our blunt materialistic senses. But problem is, I want to see God with my these eyes. I met one man in Delhi, and whenever I go to see him, he will say, "Darshan nahi huye, darshan nahi huye. I haven't seen God yet. You haven't shown me God." I used to get angry sometimes. I say, "You think God is so cheap? Krishna is so cheap that he will come before you? You are karmi, you know, busy in sense gratification. If you started chanting some rounds, you think God is so cheap? He will appear before you?" People are so dull-headed, you know. So dull-headed. Like, you know, we were called that, Hare Krishnas were called that we wash the brains. We wash the brains of the youngs, you know. Prabhupada used to say, yes, there's so much garbage in the brain. So filthy is that we wash those brains, you know. People are so much full of garbage. So much of filth. Why? Because too much sense gratification. Too much sense gratification. All the time thinking of sense gratification. Nothing else. So, our this brain filled with garbage. You know that this, what is this computer which is just recently invented by some scientist? Krishna has invented this computer long back. Millions and billions of years ago. Don't you think this brain is a computer? It's not a computer? Yes or no? It's a computer. And so many screws are there inside. You know that? So many screws. You know, memory is there, this, that, so many. He's controlling the whole body. This computer is controlling the whole body. You know, when one is not acting properly, this beautiful computer is given to us by Krishna so that we can understand the things as they are. What are the things as they are? I am soul, I am part and parcel of super soul, Sri Krishna. We are all children of one God, as it is mentioned here. On soul platform, we are all same, we are all one. There's no distinction between white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, man, woman, even insects. All the living entities are Krishna's part and parcel. This beautiful computer is given to us by Sri Krishna to understand these things. To understand Krishna and to re-establish our forgotten relationship with Krishna, this computer is given for that purpose only. You know, but what I am doing? I am just thinking of some sense gratification. I want to enjoy the senses. And as soon as I have the opportunity, I will do that. All this time, all the time, I am thinking of sense enjoyment. How I can enjoy more, how I can sleep more, how I can mate more, then how I can defend more. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. This is what I am all the time thinking. Especially, as Krishna has mentioned in the chapter 3rd, verse 37 of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna asked this question to Sri Krishna, Atha kena priyuktoyam papam charati purushaha anishannapi varshanya vila vala divani yodita udsandina vrishni. What is the reason that jiva is sometimes impelled for sinful action, even unwillingly? He doesn't want, but he is impelled, he is forced to commit those sinful actions. What is the reason for that? Then next verse, Lord is answering, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kamesha Krodesha Rajogun Samudbhava, Mahachano Mahat Papma Vidyenam Hivarinam. Arjun, this is lust, which arises in contact with the material mode of passion. When unsatisfied, that turns into wrath and anger. And which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of this material world. This lust is all-devouring, sinful enemy of this material world. From lust, anger arise, kama, krodha, then attachment, moha, then greed, lobha. Kama, krodha, moha, lobha. And then ahankar, false ego. Srila Narottam Thakur is saying, ahankare mat hoya. Anyone who has a false ego is a madman. Doesn't matter who he may be. And if I examine myself, I'm full of false ego. Then it means I am a madman. So madman can't think properly. Prabhupada used to say, what a madman will not say, and what the goat will not eat. Goat will eat anything. A madman will say anything. So, and this madness started from where? From lust. Come. Especially lust for woman, lust for man. It's both sides. It's not the only man is lusty for woman and woman is not lusty. Both. Then, lust for name, lust for fame, lust for anything of this material world. Lust for followers. That's why Lord Chaitanya warned us. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitamba jagadishikame. Mam janmani janmani ishware bhavatad bhaktir ahait kitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. You don't want money? No. Now do I want beautiful woman? Oh, you don't want woman? Everybody wants beautiful woman. Everybody's thinking. No. Na janam, I don't want followers even. If one is a guru, he thinks, if I can get as many followers as I can, then this will be very prestigious for me. So many followers means very prestigious. But this is a materialism, you know. It's not the spiritualism. To make spiritual progress, I have to free myself from all kind of lusty desires. Lust for anything. Not lust for women only, but lust for name, fame, false prestige, anything of this material world. Lord Chaitanya, who is our well-wisher, is warning us in Shikshastaka, he is saying, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, kavitam. I don't want to become big poet. I don't want to become big orator. Then, what do you want? Mam janmani, janmani, ishvare, bhavatad, bhaktir, ahai tukitvai. I just want to be your devotee, my Lord, life after life. And which kind of devotion? I should keep on serving you, not expecting anything in a return. That is ahaituki apratihata. Without desiring anything in a return. This pure devotion is given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most merciful Lord, this Panchatattva, Nityananda, Detacharya, Gadada, Shiva, Thakur, Chad Goswami, whole Guru Parampara, and brought to us by Srila Prabhupada. So, I only want devotion. So, what is going to happen with the devotion? When I will serve the Supreme Lord, who is full of wonderful attributes, wonderful qualities, ocean of qualities. When I will think of Him all the time, serving Him, doing everything for His pleasure, then I will get all those good qualities in me also. I will become better person, better soul, and my bad qualities will go away. And gradually when Krishna will purify me, when Mother Bhakti will totally purify me, then I will be able to join with my Lord in His eternal abode, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful, where there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no politics. This material world is full of politics. We are all pulling legs of each other, you know. Why? Originally, we became envious of Krishna. That's why I'm envious of everyone. I don't want to see anybody progressing because I'm envious of Krishna. So spiritual world is wonderful. Anandamaya abhyasa. So devotees, come to the point. This computer is given to us by Sri Krishna so that we can make the best use of this computer. Computer is there in the animal bodies also, but it's a limited computer. Their computer is limited up to eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They cannot go beyond this. In the slaughterhouse, if one animal is slaughtered, other is chewing grass. Cannot understand. My brother or sister is slaughtered. Now next is my turn. Cannot understand. You see? So this very sophisticated computer is given to us by Sri Krishna to understand Him, to love Him, to serve Him, do everything for His pleasure. But I am using this computer for sense gratification. So this is the misuse of this computer. You know, when we misuse the computer, when we misuse this brain, this computer which is given to us by Krishna, then you know what will happen? There are so many screws inside, as I mentioned earlier, they will all become loose. Screws will be loosened and then we won't be able to understand things as they are. When screws are tight, then I will be able to understand everybody is a child of God, whole world belongs to Krishna. We are all children of Krishna. There is no question of caste, color and creed. Why I should be envious of others? It means computer is working properly. Prabhupada's computer, he loved the whole world. Because he was lover of Krishna. He was a pure devotee. He didn't discriminate. Oh, you are white, go away. I just want Indians. No. Oh, you are, okay, Bengalis, come close. Other than Bengalis, I don't want. No. He loved everyone. He appeared in Bengal. But for him, I have seen him very closely. I'm telling you this truth. I've seen him. By his mercy, I've seen him very closely. Such a great soul is very rare. This is my strong feeling, I'm telling you. No discrimination. No discrimination between anybody. He loved everybody and showered his blessings on everybody. Why? Because his computer was intact. Screws were not loose. Our computers are not working properly. Screws are loose. And we don't know what to do and what not to do. And we are lost in the material world. You know the hippie movements, hippies in this country? Hippies, you know, they were fed up. I met one hippie who has become happy by Prabhupada's mercy. I said, why you had become hippie? He said, actually, the reason I became hippie, the way my mother used to dress up put so much lipstick and all the time, you know, makeup, and I used to hate that. So I became hippie, means no bathing, no time of eating. It's all animal life. They didn't know what to do and what not to do. But Prabhupada made those hippies into happies. He gave them this beautiful Krishna consciousness. He gave them Krishna conscious. Become Krishna conscious. Come to the shelter of Krishna. Then you will be happy. So, dear devotees, we have to understand this thing by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. The time is very short with me. And I am totally on the mental plane. Prabhupada talks about the mental plane. That materially speaking, one may be very, very learned scholar. He may be a PhD. He may be MBBS, FRCS, London. So many degrees from this university, that university. I met one man. He gave me his card. A few lines of degrees. I started reading his degrees. So then he felt embarrassed. He said, Swamiji, I have so many degrees, you know. But what is the use of these degrees if you cannot understand the things as they are? Prabhupada is saying materially, one may be on the peak, very learned scholar, very rich. But if he cannot elevate himself above the mental plane, then he can only perform some material activities, nothing else. And this way, he will stay contaminated. We have to free ourselves from this contamination. Dear devotees, purpose of life is to meet Krishna, who is all pure personality of Godhead. To meet him, I also have to head towards purity. This is very simple, Prabhupada is saying. I also have to head towards purity. And without purity, I won't be able to fulfill the mission of this human form of life. The mission of this human form of life is to go back home, back to Godhead, as Dhruv Maharaj went. Mission is to love Krishna and to meet Krishna. And when we will love him, serve him, do everything for his pleasure, as he has recommended in Bhagavad Gita, yat karoshi, yad ashnashi, yad jahosi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya, tat kurusham adarpanam. My dear son of Kunti, whatever you do, you should do as an offering towards me. Because he is our father. He is our real father. Sarva yoni shu kaunteya aham bija pradapita. I am the seed-giving father of all the living entities. So, I have to meet my father. Actually, I am separated from my father. And he is wonderful. And you know my father? Everything belongs to him. He is the owner, controller, an enjoyer of all the planetary system. Bhokta Ram Jagtap Sam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So, but now I have rejected my father. I am hard struggle for existence in this material world. I am trying to make a permanent home in this temporarily miserable material world, which is not possible, which is my gross foolishness. The purpose of life, that I have to meet my father, Sri Krishna. And we are fortunate, we are all fortunate. And Prabhupada wants to become all of us very, very fortunate. Prabhupada wants whole world should become fortunate. And we can only become fortunate by becoming conscious of Krishna. Not by any other way. By becoming Krishna conscious, we can become fortunate. If by any other way I try to become fortunate, if I become millionaire, billionaire, if I become, what do you call, Bill Gates? Is that right? Bill Gates is the richest man. But then, Bill Gates is the richest man. There were so many Bill Gates were before. There was one very rich man, John Paul Getty. He was American, living in England. And he was the richest man in the whole world. Press people went to him with this, you know, they said, press man said to Mr. Getty, you are the richest man in the whole world and we want to know what's your desire. You know what was the answer of Mr. Getty? He said, my only desire is that I should be able to pass urine properly. Richest man in the whole world. He was not able to pass urine properly. You know what was his food? His food was barley water. He will take barley water only, nothing else. Richest man. So by becoming rich, by becoming anything of this material world, see, great president of this country, Kennedy, what happened to him? Great Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, what happened to her? Bullets. What is this life, you know? Even I will become Prime Minister, President, bullets, finish. But if I become Krishna conscious, like Arjun, he is with Krishna, nobody could kill him. Everybody tried. Bhishma Pitamah, Dronacharya, Kripa Acharya. Five Pandavas were not killed. Why? Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna is protecting me, who can kill me? But if Krishna doesn't protect me, then I have no protection. I may think, oh, I have so much security with me. 3,000 security men are taking care of me. I am not worried. Indira Gandhi has 3,000 security men. You know that? Biggest security is with the Prime Minister. But security men shot her. So we have no protection in this material world. We are totally unprotected. But if we come to the shelter of Sri Krishna, He will give us His protection. He wants to give us protection. But I don't want to be protected by Him. I wanted to be protected by my lusty desires, by my this mind. But my mind will say, I will do that. And I'm carried away by this, my stupid, filthy, foolish mind. And He's, you know, bothering me like anything. Dear devotees, we have to understand this stupid mind. And this mind needs to be purified. And this can only be purified by the recommended process by Lord Sri Krishna Himself. Manmana bab madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mame veshati yukta ve matmanam matparayana. Become my devotee. Madhyaji, you offer your obeisances unto me. You come to my shelter. This is the recommendation of Krishna. Krishna is saying Himself. Prabhupada is saying, go to Krishna. Prabhupada is not saying, come to me, go to Krishna. This is the beauty of Prabhupada's mission. Prabhupada's mission is very sacred, it's wonderful. Prabhupada didn't make mission, Bhakti Vedanta mission, like you see, Dayananda mission, Ramakrishna mission, and then so many other missions are in India. Chinmaya mission, this mission, that mission. But this is Hare Krishna mission. He didn't make mission in His name. He said, go to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can only help you. I am guiding you towards Him. This is true devotee, pure devotee of Krishna. Does like this. Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Krishna. But He is acting in the role of His own devotee. And He is not saying anybody to worship me. He said, go to Krishna. He is telling us to become devotee of Krishna. Because He is a perfect devotee. Though He is non-different from Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Brajendra Nandan Jai Sachi Suta Hoile Sai Balaram Hoile Nitai. So, He is Krishna. But in the role of His own devotee. He is guiding us towards Krishna. If anybody will call Him, oh, you are Krishna, He will close His eyes. Lord Chaitanya will close His ears. Close. He said, please, don't commit this great offense. A human being cannot be, I am a human being. A human being cannot be Krishna. Only Krishna is Krishna. So Prabhupada said the same thing. So we need to become, by Prabhupada's mercy, become very, very serious student of Krishna conscious, because right now, the world is in very, very precarious situation. So much, you know, bad things are happening all over the world. As we all know, only this Krishna consciousness is the answer of all the, you know, problems of this material world. Krishna consciousness can solve all the problems. So in the purport that Prabhupada is referring to these Mayavadis. Mayavadi says, God is formless, everything is one. We are, as Prabhupada has mentioned here in the purport, we are also God, we are simple God. But God is Vibhuatma, we are Anuatma. He is just like an ocean, and we are a drop from the ocean. A human being, a jiva, cannot become God. We are Krishna's marginal energy. We are Krishna's part and parcel. That's why our business is to render service to the whole. Prabhupada has given the example of a tree. Tree has its twig, roots, twig, branches, leaves, flowers and fruits. But if you pour water onto the root of the tree, then the whole tree will be benefited. So Krishna is the root cause of everything. Everything will be benefited. But Mayavad conception that because absolute truth is everything, he must be formless, is rejected here. So Prabhupada actually specially appeared to give this bhakti. And bhakti means to render service unto the Supreme Lord, and personal service to the Supreme Lord in the deity form, or when we are purified by serving the deity form of the Lord, then we can render service to the Lord, to his personal form, in Gauloka Vrindavan and Vaikuntha Loka. Prabhupada has appeared to eradicate this Mayavad concept. This Mayavad concept is not good. Lord Chaitanya has very clearly said, Mayavadi Krishnere Aparadhi. Anyone who thinks that God has no form is very big offender at the lotus feet of Krishna. To call God formless, who is all-powerful personality of Godhead, to call him formless is not sinful, but is very, very offensive. And one goes down to the deep, dark well of the hell. Not good. So Prabhupada on every page is talking, God has form. And God has form. God is not a formless. My father, his father, his father, his father, his father, his father. From where we came? Our original father is Krishna. Of course, Darwin's forefathers were monkey. Darwin theory says man has come from monkey. Though Darwin hasn't seen that, but he has concocted that. Nowadays, why monkeys are not producing human beings? Monkeys are producing monkeys. Only human being can produce human beings. So, we are coming from Krishna. Krishna is our original father. We are all his children. And this Krishna consciousness is to meet our real father, Sri Krishna, qualify ourselves by becoming conscious of him, by rendering unmotivated, unadulterated devotional service unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. This way our life will become successful. Thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has, please feel free to ask. Looks like everybody is hungry, you know. Everybody is getting up and running to the prasadam room. Any question? Yes, Prabhu, what's your question? So ask Prabhu, what's your question? No question? No question. Anybody? Govinda Prabhu? What is that? Oh. If you become advanced like me, then life is finished, you know. Oh. You're very good in answering. I cannot compete with you, you know. Pray for me so that I can become little advanced, you know. All of you here staying in Rukmani Dwarkadish, New Dwarka Dham, pray so that I become advanced. Right now I'm just, you don't want to hear what I am, you know. It's better not to hear, you know. Keep it confidential. No other question anybody has? These are the, you know, all sincere souls are sitting. Those who were hungry, they left, you know. Please ask anybody has any question. I like to answer the question. Any Mataji? You have Mataji question? You're too kind, Mataji. Yes, Prabhu. Huh?
Can we hear a pastime of Radha and Krishna that we may not have heard before?
What he said?
Can we hear a pastime of Radha and Krishna that we have not heard before?
Pastime of Radha and Krishna, not heard before. You heard, okay, let me tell you one little pastime. There's a lesson in this pastime also. Once Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, our great Acharya, he used to have Leela Sufurti. You heard of this? Leela Sufurti? Leela Sufurti is that all these great Acharyas, the blessed souls, you know, Mahabhagavats, when they sit, they see Krishna's pastime, different pastimes. One day, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada was sitting and he was seeing this pastime. What was the pastime? The Radharani was trying to pick some flowers to make garlands for Krishna. But the branch of the tree was very far and she was not able to reach that branch. And she didn't know that Krishna is around there. Actually, Krishna is everywhere, but Krishna was watching from far. He saw that Radharani is not able to reach the branch of the flower tree. Very slowly, our naughty Krishna came and he bent that branch of the tree, flower tree. Now, Radharani can't hold. Radharani is actually, she's very, very naive, you know, very, very innocent. She's Krishna's pleasure potency. She's so great, nobody can describe her greatness. She caught hold of this branch, started picking the flowers. But now then what Krishna did? He left the branch from behind. When he left, now Radharani started hanging, you know. She said. And Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is watching this pastime. When he was watching this pastime, when he saw what Krishna did, he started smiling, laughing, you know, actually something Krishna did to make laugh, you know. Now, same time, when this pastime was witnessed by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, one another Vaishnava, Krishnadas, came to see to Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. And this Krishnadas, his one leg was not good. He has, you know, bad leg. So when he came to see, and he saw that Srila Rupa Goswami is laughing, so he felt inside that I have bad leg. He is laughing at me. He thought like that. So he left. He became upset and he left. What happened? Then now Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is not able to see Krishna's pastime. Leela Sufurti stopped. No more seeing the pastime of Sri Krishna. No, when devotees cannot see Krishna, so Krishna is their life and soul. He felt very bad. And he went to his elder brother, Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada, and fell at his feet. He said, brother, I am not able to see the pastime of Sri Krishna. I am very upset. So then Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada said, you must have offended any Vaishnava. He said, I haven't offended any Vaishnava unknowingly. Then unknowingly you must have offended. Then he said, how I will come to know that I have offended any Vaishnava unknowingly? Then Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada said, you invite the Vaishnava of this area for prasadam. Anyone who won't come, you should understand that you have offended him. So all the Vaishnavas were invited, but when a representative of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada went to invite Srila Krishnadas,
So he refused to come. So Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada was informed that Srila Krishnadas refused to come. So Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada came to him.